used to have a hedge fence, and now in the last 10 years they have multi-floor rose fence.
A what?
A multi-floor rose fence. Oh. It's a fence of nothing will go through it. Hogs, chickens, I don't think a mouse will go through it. It's real thick and it has thorns on about that long. And nothing, and it's a wonderful place for wildlife to hide in.
Huh. That's what I never heard of that.
It's these electric fences too, to some extent.
What do you call the sort of decorative fence? Usually it's painted white that has slats going up the front.
Board fence?
Well, it's a board fence too, but I was thinking of the smaller, maybe you'd find it around somebody's garden or something.
Picket fence.
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever have any other term for that than picket fence?
No.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe a picket fence if you were going to tell somebody how to make it?
Put some posts in the ground and put some 2x4s on it, and then there are your pickets on.
Okay.
Space them.
Okay. Did they ever have any fence made out of material other than board or wire?
No, the edge fence. It's
yeah, yeah. Would they ever use anything, rocks or anything, to make a fence?
Oh, yeah, they used, in Wisconsin, they got a lot of fences with boulders they picked up on the field.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a fence like that?
Stone
fence. That's about all I would know it by.
Mm-hmm. The did you ever have a not a real egg, but a fake egg you used to put underneath a hen to get her to? What would you call that?
Get her to cluck or a setting egg, so she'll set.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that egg though that you put underneath?
Oh, what do we call the egg?
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know. I never heard of anything.
Okay. We'll get back to clucks in a minute. But what about, this is a real unrelated, but what would you call, do you have a general term for your best dishes that you maybe bring out for company?
Just trying.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. In the old days, before they had milking machines, what would you call a thing that you'd set underneath the cow to catch the milk when you were...
Milk bucket.
Okay. What would this usually be made of?
Galvanized first, and then they... In the later years, they had to use stainless steel.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any other term other than bucket for a similar type thing? What would you call a thing that you mop the floor with, or out of? You know, you take your mop and you wring it out into your...
In the bucket.
Yeah, okay, you still call that a bucket. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't make any difference what it was made of.
No.
Would you have any other word you might use? Okay.
Pail, you could say pail.
I take it, not a word you'd normally use.
Pail or a bucket.
Oh, okay, it is a word you'd normally use. Would there be any difference when you'd use them?
No, I don't think there's.
Okay. What would you call a thing on the farm that you maybe would keep around to put garbage into to feed to the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Yeah, okay. Is that pretty much, yeah. What about the cast iron utensil you use to fry eggs in? What would you call that?
Skillet.
All right. And how about the larger vessel, usually it's round, that you use for maybe to make apple butter in or something?
Well, make apple butter in and we use the old butchering kettle.
Yeah, all right.